Good morning and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church, where we know God is good and all the time. We also know we're running a little late this morning, so we're glad you stuck around, and thank you for that. We have some good teaching here today, and I pray that you will be blessed as our congregation is blessed. And to that avail, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in this day, we beseech you to show us why we're here, what we're all about, because, Lord, this sermon is entitled, The Power of the Sabbath. Father, I pray that you would give instruction to my heart, words to my mouth, and that through the power of your Holy Spirit, that I would not be in charge, but my spirit, my person, yielded unto you in the fullness of its measure, that you may be glorified in all that is and all that would come, that the church would be edified, strengthened, and empowered to be the church of Jesus Christ, for that is who we are, who we wish to be, for we are here to love you, love others, and go with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In his name, and the church says, amen. And amen. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Mark. To the book of Mark. We're going to be in the second chapter. We're actually finishing up the second chapter, and we're going to begin the third chapter today as we continue on in our summer teaching here through the book of Mark. And I want us to look at the one big idea. What is the one big idea? As we look at this scripture, one of the things that you're going to realize is sometimes the big idea that the scripture shows is not the one I choose, because it can be the most obvious. And in this rendering of scripture that we're going to read, in this portrayal of scripture to us, God's word given to us, we are learning through the book of Mark, because remember, the Gospels are here to establish that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is God himself. But in those teachings, there is something else it's also trying to teach us, because God has very, very many levels. So the first thing that we have to understand is this is teaching us that Jesus is God. Can I get an amen, church? Because this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the Son of God. And he is our only hope. But there's something else here that I want us to see, the big idea that I want us to see, because Jesus is talking to us. We see that he is God. We understand that because we have Christ in our hearts, those of us who are in Christ Jesus. We know that. So then what else is this scripture about? Well, let's read it and we shall see. From the 23rd verse in the second chapter of the book of Mark, thus saith the word of the Lord. And it happened that he was passing through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples began to make their way along while picking the heads of grain. The Pharisees were saying to him, look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? And he said to them, have you never read what David did when he was in need, and he and his companions became hungry? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the consecrated bread, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests. And he also gave it to those who were with him. Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. He entered again into a synagogue, and a man was there whose hand was withered. They were watching him to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, get up and come forward. And he said to them, is it lawful to do good or do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to kill? But they kept silent. After looking around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. Blessed be the word of our Lord. Can I get an amen? The thing I didn't read to you was the very next verse, which tells us that after this, those who were accusing him looked for a way to kill him. There's always persecution that comes when we think about where things are going. How many of you are seeing persecution in our world throughout? Brother Tim even spoke of how hard it is to get things done. He spoke of a government official who literally chased out thousands of NGOs because they were helping the country, and this person was threatened by that very reality. We do not fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. We need to understand that. All flesh can be saved. Will all flesh be saved? No. Because people have to choose. And we choose to walk in the way of the Lord. So what is the power of the Sabbath? What is going on here? When I look at where this is, Jesus here is talking to us about several different things. But all of them literally speak of one thing, and that is the power of the Sabbath for each and every one of us. How many of you are wore down? Till Sunday gets around, you're tired. You're tired. Okay, as a pastor, do you have any idea how many times I have heard, I only get one day a week to sleep in and it's Sunday? Well, for the really true fact that this is the day of the Lord in the church, you need to be here. Why? Because of what this scripture says. It's not commanding us to be here, is it? Not at all. So what do you mean I have to be here for this? Well, how many of you can read? How many of you do read? And then once reading, reason what it has said. Here these men were. Let's look back at the beginning from 23. These men were walking with Jesus and they were hungry. It's the Sabbath. Do you need to eat on a Sabbath? Yes, you need to eat on a Sabbath. I'm going to tell you all right now. You're all welcome to come and join us. Lynn and I and Bob and Miss Beth, we are taking Jan and Tim out to lunch afterwards. I didn't tell you, but I'm telling you now. All right? Because we need to eat, don't we, Brother Tim? Yes, we do. Did he ask me to take him to lunch? No. Do I know he needs food? Yes. And they are our guests. So I'm going to provide for them on a Sunday. Well, that means somebody's got to work on a Sunday. Well, isn't that sacrilegious? Folks, what did Jesus just tell us? The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. We put all these rules and regulations on everything. I want you to think about this. People tell me all the time, well, you know, all that Old Testament stuff, we don't have to follow that because God gave us 10 commandments, all that 613 that they made. Whoa! Folks, those 613, God spoke. It's the 3,500 that the men spoke after it that we're talking about when we're talking about the law that the men wrote. Y'all need to understand, if it's in this book, God wrote it. It's the other books that we don't particularly pay attention to. It's those other laws. How many of you know that in its day, if you tied your donkey to a post, you could be stoned if you did it on the Sabbath. If you used two hands to tie your donkey to a post, you could be stoned for working on the Sabbath. They had a special knot that you had to learn that you could tie with one hand. Now, is this stuff ridiculous or what? We need to understand that there is a power in the Sabbath that we were meant to receive, and it's been meant from the beginning. Here, Brother David is. What's he doing? Oh, my goodness, he went into the temple and he ate the bread. He didn't actually go into the temple. He went into the tent of meeting. We need to remember the temple wasn't built at that time. He went into the tent of meeting and he ate the bread that was only designated for the priests. But we need to remember one thing. Who was in that tent of meeting? God, Miss Dottie just said it. God, who's that? Jesus Christ. God was there. God knew David needed food. Were the people of Israel taking care of David who was out there defeating Israel and he was their anointed king? Were they taking care of him? Were they feeding him? Were they doing what they were supposed to do? No. So who had to? God. You see, on the Sabbath, who is our power? God. He is the God of the Sabbath. He is the reason that we come on Sunday. We don't come here just to pay money and do our duty and I did my Christian thing and now I get to leave. We come here, and Brother Tim showed it to us. Those people have been changed. Didn't he just show us that? How long did it take? Brothers and sisters, how long has it taken you? How old are you and have you arrived? The answer to that question is not one of us has arrived. but we are on the way. And how do we get there? Through the power of the Sabbath. Our world is in turmoil right now. You know, this past week, last Sunday when I was here, I wanted to talk about what happened and the assassination attempt on President Trump. And the Lord said, no. He smite my tongue and said, no, next week. Next week. I said, why next week? He said, because till next week, you're going to hear all the rumors and all the junk and all the stuff that people want to propagate against it, and how people want to deny that it happened and all this other stuff, because this is what comes at you all week long. All this junk. And it's not just here in the United States. It's everywhere. And Brother Tim, that's why you are here today, to show us that you're dealing with this in Vanuatu. You're dealing with this in Nicaragua. You're dealing with this throughout the world. The church is under attack because we are the light of the world. But God says, come unto me. That's a relationship. Isn't that what Brother Tim just taught us here just a little bit ago? It's not about coming to church. It's not about a religion. It's about a relationship. And if you're going to be in a relationship, how many times do you invest with a person? And I'm here to tell you right now, God wants to invest with you. He says, give me one day a week, please. Give me one day a week. And people have a hard time giving him an hour and 15 minutes on a Sunday morning. How long is church run? Do you realize church is 3 hours every Sunday? Starts at 9 o'clock, we ain't over till 12. Because we have discipleship, and then we have fellowship, and then we have church, and then we have tear down. How many of you are here for all of that? How many of us are truly committed to what God has for us? Here David was doing the work that he needed to do. He just wanted a meal. God fed him holy food. God's here to feed you holy food. But God's not done there. Because you see, when we come into this place, we eat food that you know not of. And it is the full word of God. Can I get an amen from the church? If pastor's not fired up today, I don't know who is. And yes, I was on the mountain yesterday. Y'all can tell when pastor goes on the mountain, can't you? I bring it home. I bring it home because I've received my Sabbath. You see, today's not my Sabbath. It's yours. I'm here to pour out. God is here. I prayed the prayer. You all heard me. Pour out through me, Lord. Feed your sheep. Give them rest. He told Peter, he said, feed my sheep. Take care of my lambs. Feed my sheep. And that's what I got to do. Because you need the power of the Sabbath. You need the healing that comes through Jesus Christ. Here we go again. This gentleman comes in and the world has afflicted him. And he's got this thing on him. And they're all wondering, is he going to heal him on a Sunday? Really? Really? Why do we come here? To get healed, to get strengthened up, to get reborn, to get renewed, to get the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? Because it is going out of here that gives us the hope of knowing that we can return here and receive the same food, the same sustenance, the same regeneration, the same hope. And it's what's driving those people in that community that they now do it voluntarily and they're providing the food to their own selves. Oh, my glory, can we give praise in the house of the Lord? Brother Tim's sitting there looking, oh, my goodness, that preacher, I didn't realize I was going to get him that fired up. God is good.
All the time.
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to end it there. I need us to understand, Jesus Christ has come. He says, stretch out your hand. Whatever you have need of, whether it is sustenance, whether it is strength, whether it is surety of mind, whatever it is, this Sabbath is yours. But you have to enter into the Sabbath rest. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 4, and I'm not going there, but I want you to. Hebrews 4, 1 through 11. It says in that verse that there are those who will never enter His rest. Because they have refused Him. They have disobeyed Him. But as we come into that rest, we are regenerated. We are reborn. We are renewed. We are strengthened. And we are encouraged to go about the work that you and I need to do, because it is spiritual work. It's not what we can do, but it's what God will do through us as we submit ourselves to Him. Can I get an amen in the house of the Lord? This world is going to do everything it can to tear us down. This world is going to do everything it can to stop the advance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we get closer and closer to the end day, and brothers and sisters, this is not just happening in America. This is throughout the entire world. Open your eyes. All we have to do is look. Watch mainstream media. You know, many of you have that junk in your house. I haven't had that TV puking in my house now for almost 8 years. And I praise Jesus for it. Because all I have to do is turn the TV on and I can see the lies coming at me like you would not believe. And once your eyes are open, once you have received the real food of the Lord, the strength of the Lord, the vitality of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, this world holds nothing. We get one day of food, one day designated to enter into His rest. Does that mean God's not here for us the rest of the week? No, absolutely not. He is here every day of the week. But He says, give me one day. Give me one day, my people. Come into rest, because there are those who are never going to enter my rest. And can we see that in the world? How many people are out here chasing their tails? How many people are out here living lives that are destructive, that have no hope? But how many of us understand that we are to live our life and bring that hope to others? Literally living, loving God, loving others, and going every day. The power of the Sabbath is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself right here, bringing strength, restoration, healing, all that you need. But you have to come. You have to separate yourself. You have to be involved in that relationship. And that means you as well. And when we're done here after this prayer, there's a special message for you folks who've been watching, who've been waiting for this to come. And I pray that that special message blesses you, because it's meant to. And may God be glorified, not us. Can I get an amen, church? Let us pray. Father God, we come before You and we understand that the power of the Sabbath is Jesus, who is the Christ. And the power of the Sabbath is our restoration, our renewal, our strength. All that we need is here this day, that You, as we pour out our love and worship to You, You fill us. Lord, we don't understand it, because we're supposed to empty ourselves, but in doing so, You fill us up beyond all measure and empower us to be the boldness of Jesus Christ in the world. So Lord, may it be today that all who would wish to receive would call upon the name of the Lord and receive the power of the Sabbath, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection unto the life eternal, that we may live in this world that newness of life that is filled with the power of the gospel of Jesus, who is the Christ, and in whose name we pray. And the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can locate us on the web at theheartofchristchurch.com. There you will find many useful links to contact us or donate to our ministry, where it is our mission to love God, love others, and go.